continues. Then the Buddha said to the Venerable, contemplate about 42 parts of body, impermanent, suffering, non-self. Okay? So then he asked him to continue. Look at the inside of our body. We call it akasa. Akasa means space. You know, you can see. So inside our skin has a small hole. From there, the sweat come up. Okay? This we call the hole, is we call space. Okay? Drying all the cell, okay, together. So in between, you know? Understand, yeah? So the Buddha said, in our body has many akasas. We can call it from the nose. You can say the hole is we call the akasa. In the nose, ear also, the mouth. And inside, the food going in, all the pipe also to the stomach. And also from all the way inside the body, we can see all kinds of holes as we call space. So all the space is not only in our body, other people also have same. So all the akasa object also, it should not attach, not mine, not myself, not belong to me. All are anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, suffering, non-self. We need to practice in this way, okay? At the same time, trying to contemplate, no? Understand? So we know we all have experience. Everybody has experience about four elements, sensation, hardness, roughness, heaviness, soft, smooth, like hot and cold sometimes. We know that. So we just at the same time trying to contemplate. Also, we know that the whole also. And also the next one, the Buddha explained again. So you just trying to, Rahula, please trying to contemplate in the Dhamma that yourself is same as the earth, Patavi we call that, okay? The earth to the earth, any kinds of rubbish, anything, dirty thing, good thing, throw. The earth doesn't have any unhappy feeling. Can accept it. Understand? So without shakeable. So the mind, of course, the Patavi head doesn't have the mind, but want to give the sample the same Patavi, not react, no? Understand? So in this way, our mind also must be like the earth, Patavi. So anybody throw to you of any kinds of bad or good, any kinds of thought or any kind of speech, action or whatever, okay? So continuously we can think this, okay? Anything throw to you, you should not be upset, you should not shake your mind, need to be stable. Same as our mind need to practice like a Patavi, the earth. Understand? Understand, huh? So at the same time, we just feel that, oh, anything throw to you, scold you, brain you, cannot. Can you accept it or cannot accept? If you are not contemplating in this way, this is mine. Why you come and tell me it is mine, okay? Because you have concept of mine, this is my body. Why she come and touch me? Why she come and push me? And why she come and scold me? And if you're doing this, if you can contemplate this, you cannot get a peaceful feeling in your mind. Always you will get vibrating, unhappy, angry. Because everybody love themselves, everybody think highly themselves, everybody think, it is true? Who I am. Who let go, one very humble, one very difficult to find. Very difficult, you know. I can see a few meditators are very, very humble. No. Humble mean, I'm not telling about high meditation or what. Meditation practice, I don't care. We can see people are, you know, from their action, speech, and thought. We can understand what their thoughts sometimes, you know. From their action, we can see their thought also. Practice can be changed, but not easy to change immediately sometimes. I could see my student, many students already practice Nama Rupa. But they never contemplate themselves Namarupa or not. They themselves think that we have jhana, we have what level, we are really finished, nearly finished. Even come as someone tell them, also they cannot take it, stay here. Why told me like that? Why? You cannot accept it. Sometimes make me very tired to look at it. So this way. So for me, I don't see that your practice. I see but from your react and your thought and your speech, then we know roughly. So that's reason the Buddha asked Venerable to his son, okay? So you need to practice like the earth between whoever throw to you, you should not shake, you should not get unhappy, trying to accept it with equanimity feeling. So for the equanimity practice, it's very difficult, not easy. So who are really can practice one is really can accept it means because of the understand about the nature. Understand? Human nature, what is there? Based on greed, anger, delusion. Understand? So anything true to you, okay, it is nature. Yeah. Correct? Beat you? Cannot, too much. Yeah, that's the way. So we can test how deep are your practice. So I like to test all the time. I like to score people, so I will test. They cannot accept, not yet. Not yet ready. Some students, sometimes I did a bit of scoring. They don't know I'm test or not sometimes. They click for many years. Sometimes not only test. Really, I need to teach. I will very strictly tell this is not suitable, not good. And they are not happy. Keep it for so many years. Then one day, opportunity come, they return to me. See, at least go ask like this, how many years ago? I forgot 10 days. They see, at least go ask from that day. Oh, so tired with student, you know. So then, how I should teach or not continuously, you know. Sometimes difficult. Sorry, yeah, complain. difficult. So at the same time, the Buddha teach continuously four objects. Okay, not only the earth, not only the water. Same as water to the water, anything throw in also same. No, so didn't get any kind of react. And also the fire too, the fire will burn everything good or but not good to all the object, no? And the wind will blow to the every object also, no? So we need to practice like this way, four elements, based on four elements also. We have to balance our mind, be equal and equanimity, no? And then the Buddha encouraged him to practice continuously. Practice loving kindness meditation. No? If you practice loving kindness meditation, in the end you can remove all your anger. The anger thought will not easily arise to you. So can prevent our anger thought by loving kindness meditation. And also ask him to practice continuously karuna. Karuna means compassion practice. No? So because you practice compassion to the beings, and so you don't like to torture to the beings too. You like to protect. And also, same as metta. And another one is in sympathetic giant, we call the mudita. Who practice mudita, the person not easily get unhappy feeling. You know, always happy. So some people easily get unhappy, always upset feeling with them. Why? Because their heart is very small. Why the heart is small? Because they don't know how to be relaxed. They don't know how to contemplate in this way. So always narrow-minded, always unhappy. Understand? So how to make it happy? Look at the nature in our inside. Any kind of organ sick in your body, you know that this is nature. Even cancer arises to you also. This is nature. The machine have been using so long, you know. But you don't know how to use properly. That's reason damage easily and quickly. So quickly we need to die. Okay, this is nature. Who know how to take care properly to our body and our machine? So when you get sick quickly, doing treatment so easily can be recovered. You know, they know how to protect and then the food and then balance, to be balanced. Also easily can be recovered even you are sick. Also the mind is strong also, not to get easily sick, you know. So this we can be balanced, you know. So that's why we need strong practice. Understand? So get sick. The body is sick, the mind cannot sick. There is Buddha too. Buddha said, you know. So now a little bit sick. Oh, back pain. Oh, I don't want to go already. Very tired. I will lie down on the bed. Sleepy also kind of matters ignorance, you know. Always like to sleep is kind of disease. Understand? Metta ignorance, okay? It's because of laziness. Laziness is the mind, okay? When the mind gets lazy, your body will get easily sick. This connection, okay? It is true? Because your mind gets sick, body sick. Understand? So that's the reason we're trying to recover quickly. Don't go and sleep while we're sitting in the room. And also, look at the nature in our body. When you feel sick or any organ is damaged, this is nature. Please try to accept. Of course, when you are sick, who will be happy? Nobody happy. But should not be upset too. Not happy, never mind. Don't get upset. Understand? No? This nature, then we get sick. Because of this body, we will get sick one day, okay? So, okay, time strike when we recover. We will take care again. Just encourage yourself to be take care, you know? So then it will be better. And also, not only inside our body, look at the others too. Other success. Someone is better than you, you know, and then the reason or anything is different ways of better, okay? Education, money, or beauty, or everything, you know, the practice. Everything is better than you. What kinds of mind need to put it with you? Must be happy. Some of the mudita we call, must be happy for others' success. Understand? Yes. And then think about always, always need to think about others' benefit. And think about others, because benefit means, or other benefit means, not only for myself, because of this kind of action, what the benefit is, what kinds of benefit for the others? Okay? We have been staying together in one room, simple, okay? Three people, two people, midnight. Everybody was tired, the whole day having practice. Everybody went to sleep, you know? So when people start to sleep about 11 o'clock, and because you want to go toilet, okay? So people were sleepy and soundly. So what you were doing? When you know that people were sleeping, he's sleeping or not, you can see. Sometimes snoring, okay, not snoring, okay. So you look at people are sleeping. If you want to go toilet, how you need to react, how you need to walk. You understand? How you need to wake up from the bed. Slowly, mindfully. Because if I'm doing very quickly, or my quick action can make it noise, okay? Understand? Because I did this action, the sound will be disturbed to him or not. He might be wake up because of me. He might. Then if you can think about that, that is good percent. Only good percent think for the other's benefit. Understand? Do you think this way? Alone, okay. Do you think this way or not? Staying together. Please answer yes or no. I'm happy to hear about that, okay? I don't know really true or not. I don't trust you. And then after using the toilet bowl, you need to flush water, okay? So are you cover or no cover after using? There's also... You know that if you cover toilet bowl, the sound may be not so loud or by water flushing. Understand? Have you tried? Have you did? No. So there's reason. This small thing, but very important. From this action, we can understand class, high class or low class. We stay together, we can analyze you are high class or low class from action and your thought. It is true? Are you angry with me?
No.
Don't think that Siali is stupid. Everything, a lot of things I know how to check people. I don't want to tear on it. I just keep it in my heart. But that is for general, okay? I just need to explain how importance in every moment. From our, if you really want people happy from you, this small thing also we need to be care. No? Small thing we have to be very carefully do, need to do for the other's happiness. Once they are unhappy in their mind, affect their practice also. The next day they are not happy, angry, cannot practice, good, no good. They want to go home because of you. Good or no good? No good. So be mindful. Also good for our life. Very good training. This is our teacher teach us in this way when we are young. So that's also we feel that very useful. No? And also number four is equanimity practice, okay? So trying to practice for equanimity feeling with you. If you practice equanimity feeling, it's just not the same as the whatever people tell you, bad, good or bad, we cannot shape. The mind can accept it. Anything true to you, you all can accept it with equanimity feeling. Yeah? So that's also very important. Buddha encouraged him to practice. This one also comes on training. The more people bring you, scold you, you must be dense to the person. Understand? Then only you know your ability, how much you can accept it. Because a little bit of people tell you, you get angry, you get emotion, then people can see your practice is not perfect yet. What level of practice? Understand? Understand or not? So that's the reason. So we practice patience. So at the beginning, of course, human nature. When people tell you not right, people scold you, you might get upset and angry. So train, and we need to know the cause. Why people scold, why people brain, why people did bad to us. Contemplate that sometimes we might have done mistake. We are not perfect, you know. We might have done mistake by Asian thoughts for speech. So because we think that we are right, so we didn't know about our mistake ourselves. For me, when we are young, we think that, oh, this is the right thing to do, we would like to be do. So many years of contemplating about ourselves, although the truth, but sometimes different ways that we have done, the action may be not correct. True, because of you have strong mind, the way of we doing things may be not correct by the speech or whatever. So when you realize yourself, we know that it is not proper way to do. Many mistakes we can find out in our life, you know. Understand? So there's reason. Also, we need to check ourselves how much we can accept by the anything. So after we are wrong, we have to forgive. We need to gratitude what people have telling us. They can get us to analyze ourselves to be correct our life to be right. No, if not, we don't like to check ourselves. We don't know we are right or wrong. Or wrong, also we think are right. You know, it is true. So then when people told us, we are very grateful and thank you. And then if it's not correct, also thanks to them. Because of not true, I can accept, not angry, okay. If not true when you can accept it, it's better. Understand? That's only we know that our ability start to improve slowly, slowly. Not because I consume, no, I mean consume, why I should care, not this way. Pray aside with peaceful mind, not by conceit. No? Sleepy? Can continue?
Yes.
Very low. Thank you. Okay, good. We're continuous. Okay. And also who always like to think themselves to be high. Okay? You know high? You know already what is a high, no? High means you want to be a very, very, very rich billionaire, huh? To be very, very rich, to be high education, okay, many degree, no? And also to be very, very, very beautiful, also importance, huh? True? To be very, very famous, also importance. After famous, what do you need? Many, many followers, okay. a lot of competition all over the world, can say. The more you get famous, the more fighting, the more competition for followers, my disciple this, his disciple, my disciple go to other place, unhappy and angry and scold each other, meditation teacher also scold each other. Not only meditation, business, Again, company each other. Also, business. Your business, your company higher than your business highest and good better than me. This another company not happy. So behind a gossip and many things. Okay, this nature. True. So everybody want to be very very high. So for this high level, you need to suffer a lot first. Okay, without suffering, cannot go to the truth and to the high level. Okay. So you need to accept a lot of suffering. You will reach one day very high. After you reach one day very high, when you contemplate back yourself or your life, the nature, how to get this kind of tough, to be tough, or how much you have been suffering, when you realize, you feel very tired. After you got it what you want, nothing special. Okay? If you never contemplate back yourself, if suffering, you want more, then engine stuck there or swine will fall down easily. Then anyway, we get pain, you know. Understand? So people, many people want high, very tiring, no? Okay. Many people are smiling and they know what I want to say, okay? So top one is who never contemplate when is what happened. They think that this is very important for us. This success is very important. They will hold it. From this, what happened? Conceit. Easily we get conceit. Oh, I'm very rich. I'm better than others. When then the character, the speech, action can be changed man, from this. Because you are tough, you have a lot of money. Money can make a lot of things what you want, you know. It is true. So who have become very rich can change a lot of things in their action and speech also. This is from our experience we can see. Some also saying that very high education or whatever, very, very beautiful people also, very, very, they have very conceit also, we could see that. So the beauty is permanence or impermanence. Every 10 years changed. Okay, different way of changing, okay? Just shortcut 10 years, okay? So actually, every day we are old, no? So in this way, so impermanence, no? So who and contemplate in this way, and who never contemplate in this way, they have a lot of conceit from that. Conceit is very dangerous for us, kind of the sick also, no? So who contemplate back when is they will pretty very appreciate what they have done in their life. They respect what they have said, not by conceit. They will use this success for the benefit for the people and themselves respectfully. Understand? Without conceit, with metta, karuna, that can be useful for the others' benefit. Understand? So different way. For that kinds of people, the more you like a Buddha, practice very highly. After that, he didn't have conceit, vulnerable, many vulnerable. They didn't have a conceit. They're trying to help people, and they're trying to be kind to each other. Think for the beneficial for the others all the time. They never use for themselves. They have psychic power. They don't want to think about comfortable about their life. Understand? So nowadays, if you have a lot, you get the most expensive car, brand new, the latest modern, only you want the most expensive thing. Understand? Why? So when people look at you, people will think, oh, you are very rich, want to show off. You want people to know that you are rich, actually. Understand? Do you understand? You will suffer after that. Because of another one, after 4 months, new one come out again. So another one, new one come out again. New, you follow it, you need to earn a lot of money. Never stop, non-stop, no? So you had to suffer for the whole life, no time for practice. True?
Yes.
Continue, sir. So same as many people say that, oh, Siali Center is very poor, don't have a car. So, yeah, that's also good news. So many people say, Siali, you went to overseas so many years, 20 years also you never buy even one car. So people also told me this way. So with some of the, my students, they want to send me by car to Mimu. Sometimes I like to go by bus sometimes, you know. So why people, if I go by bus, people don't think that I'm high, who I am. People don't know me. I'm normal nuns, okay? Same as other nuns, okay? Same with, okay, I can associate with many people. As you can say, more nature. And then I like to be with the same level with the all the people, so I feel comfortable. When people think that you are a teacher, or people think that when you got name or whatever, you are rich, people know, you don't feel freedom. I don't feel freedom in my mind. That's true? Everybody will look at you, so tired, you know? Okay. If you are normal, nobody look, okay? You want to sleep also, okay? True? Yeah, you don't need to wear also okay. No need to wear nice clothes or broken. Or the more you wear broken, nobody care. Okay, more freedom for you. True.
Yes.
Yeah. So we need to know what is the true good thing for you. Then you feel more freedom, more relaxed, more peaceful. People doesn't know that it's true. People think that people need to look more to me. Then it's attractive. Then it's just you think that good. They suffering. You have to suffer, cannot move. True? So, importance. If you realize this way, you don't need to worry so much about our life for the future. We can save a lot of money and also a lot of energy for our life. No? Okay, then the Buddha asked him to practice continuously asubha meditation. Asubha means contemplating about dead body, okay? So you might see someone is dying in your relatives, in your friend, whoever died, right? So sometimes can be same age, sometimes older than you, someone is older than you, someone maybe younger than you also went die in your surrounding, okay? So when you look at contemplating, then some people, very rich people die also. After die, they cannot bring anything with them. All the money had to leave it. For who? For your children, the first one. Well, your wife first, okay? The wife or the husband first, okay? And also children. If no children, no wife, single one, for the bank. Because if you are stingy, you don't want to share the name for the other's family member or relatives, the bank will take your money back, okay? So in this way, so you can contemplate that when they die, they cannot bring with them anything, no? Same when we die also, we cannot bring anything with us. It is true?
Yes.
So if you have enough saving, more than enough, give it to share then to the others, poor people, suffering people in your relatives first, or others. They make you more comfortable and happier, it's good. Generosity also good for you. Always saying that this is my account, don't want to eat. Even don't want to eat yourself comfortably. Huh? Understand? Always count how many dollars today I spend. Huh? Also tiring for you. Need to spend. True?
Yes.
But not over, okay? With limit. Okay, so in this way, so not to attach too much on our properties and money. Then only you will be more peaceful. And that's the reason Buddha encouraged him to practice contemplating about that marana no sati. No? Okay? So the Buddha continuously asked him to practice about contemplating about anicca. Anicca means impermanence. Same as that. Anicca, impermanent, everything, whatever we own, you all want, all one day you have to let go, especially when you die. No? We have to cut out. So when there is also, we can contemplate about anicca, impermanence. So not only you die, before you die also can be disappear from you, can have to separate by the four elements too, by the fire, can lose water, tsunami like this, no? The earthquake and the wind. So these four conditions also can destroy your properties. Understand? So all are impermanence. Not only you die, you will lose. without dying also can lost impermanence nature. No? So this also we can contemplate about that. Contemplating about asubha, that contemplating about that one day we have to die, when dying we have to let go. And also contemplating about impermanence, no, that nature, because of that Buddha said that slowly we can cut our attachment to ourselves and external to others too. So in this way the Buddha encouraged him to practice. Then the Buddha asked him to practice continuously about Anapanasati. the latest one on the Anapanasati, so the Buddha told, and choose the place, the quiet place. Well, for him, for them, they will get forest, okay? Quiet forest, and ask him to sit under the tree, so sit down quietly, and they need body position is very important for the Anapanas practice, no? The body need to be straight and it's closely, you know? And also, we don't have forest, I cannot give you each one tree, very sorry. Okay, sorry about that. Just think that you are under the tree. Good? The mind can make, okay? You are under the tree, sitting the same as that. Your mind under the tree, you will be under the tree. Although you are sitting under the tree, your mind will defile and in the supermarket. When I go back, I will buy how many packets of biscuit? Different kinds of biscuit, Milo, coffee. Now torture here, Siali really torture us. I want you to know your money is useless in this center, okay? How many 100,000 with you also you want to buy also cannot get here, okay? So you need to know a nature. This is the first step of practice, okay? Are you angry with me?
No.
Are you scolding in your heart?
No.
Someone like to scold me because... Yeah. Anyway, so continues with Anapanasati. Sit under the tree and concentrate on the breathing, in-breath and out-breath. Awareness on the breathing in and breathing out a few times, trying in and out-breath. Natural breathing. Don't push too hard. Relax and breathe slowly in and out. Slowly you will feel about the breath movement in the nostril. Slowly in-breath, the air will go into the nostril area. Concentrate into two holes, okay? So because of the from there to nostril, the air is in and out, air is coming, closing. So slowly pay attention, in breath and out breath. Push a little bit. I want to, it cannot feel for breathing. Oh, now I want to breathe in. Breathe in slowly. And I want to breathe out. You breathe out slowly. The air crossing in and out breath will come across in the nostril. This true? True or not? So easy, okay? Just breathe on it, simply in-breath, out-breath. The mind trying to know this is in-breath when you breathe in time. The mind trying to know when you out-breath, when you are breathe out. This is in-breath, this is out-breath. That's all, Anapanasati, this one. So simple. Then the Buddha said continuously, trying to notice in your breath, awareness in your breath, the breath breathing, if breathing in breath, out breath, if you feel that longer time, or the breathing is you feel long, you just notice long breath in and long breath out. You need to know your breathing is long or short. Notice that, oh no, breathing in breath is short, in breath is short, out breath is short. In breath is long, out breath is long. Just awareness on this natural breathing, how you feel in your breathing. So we can combine again the beginning of the talk, three principle knowledge. Remember? The first one? Observation, okay? Observe to the breathing. In breath, out breath. Do I really feel or not? I have in-breath or not, I have out-breath or not, trying to feel, trying to know first, effect knowing the nature of the breathing, okay, observe. The second one, reflect, Again, breathing means in the mind, recall, breathing is important. I need to be with breathing. All the time, I need to know in breath, out breath, continuously. Remind again. The breathing is important, cannot lose. The mind is nearly fall to sleep. Oh, cannot sleep. I have to wake up. I have to go back to the breath. Have you tried this way? Nearly fall to sleep. Oh, cannot sleep. Must go back, wake up, and come back to the breathing. We need to call back. This is refresh to the breathing. Wandering thought nearly come in. We know the one the mind start to get loose up. The thought is one thought come in. We have to protect very quickly to push back, to stick on the object again. More mindful, double, okay? Not normal mindfulness. Diligently, okay? Diligently put effort on this practice. Because of not enough effort, not enough awareness and mindfulness, the mind want to drop, the mind want to go away. Isn't it true? So restless mind want to come in, they will attack you. That's the reason. Diligently, we need to awareness on this practice of breathing, on the mindfulness. No? And also we need to know the whole breath, the beginning, the middle, and the end, to the in and breath or out breath, okay? This one also important. And also we need to know, we need to be happy with the breath. Slowly, after watching out the whole breath, slowly you will get the subtle breath. The breath becomes very soft and very gentle. From this gentle breath, you need to concentrate continuously. After a while, you will get happiness feeling, peaceful feeling, happy feeling. So if you feel happy, also combine with this happiness with the subtle breath together. Okay? So that happiness cannot combine with the body. Sometimes the peaceful feeling arises. People like to combine, means people like to feel, want to feel what the sensation in the body. So the mind gets certain happy, the body starts to get light and peaceful sensation in the body. They like to concentrate on the body. That is mistake. Because of the mind going to the sensation on the body, you feel comfortable, but the mind is distant from the object of the breathing. That's reason cannot see any kinds of limiter. This is the first mistake, okay? So although the mind is peaceful, the body is comfortable, we still need to focus on the breathing, cannot let go yet. We still need awareness on the with happiness feeling. We know now my breathing is subtle. I'm happy with the breathing in-breath and out-breath continuously. This is what I encourage him to practice this way. And also continuously, we need to contemplate. After piti, sukha will be arrived. Piti means joyful feeling. The sukha means happiness feeling. So you feel sukha, calmness, very quietly and peacefully. You feel with the subtle breath also. Continuously trying to concentrate on that with sukha feeling to the subtle breath. And also continuously, we need to think about the nature of the in the nature of the breathing, arising and passing away. So coming and go, but a nature, and then also trying to approach that nature and contemplating, but letting go, but distant, want to distance from the defilements. Defilements, don't want to contact with defilement feeling on this breathing. Understand? So when you concentrate with wholesome feeling, peaceful feeling, not to adjoin with any kind of unwholesome thought, and doing this breathing, no? And also want to be free from these defilements. Don't want to get again. Want to be free from, want to be distant, actually. Want to distant from this defilement. And also contemplating about Nirvana object. Nirvana. In Nirvana, doesn't have any kinds of defilement and unwholesome or wholesome, okay? So nothingness. So contemplating about Nirvana object from this breathing. No? So how to see impermanence from this breathing? Not only coming school of rising and passing. When you concentrate on breathing, inside the breathing, you need to penetrate continuously, breaking down, using four elements, meditation to the breath. So in the end, from this breathing, many particles are rising and passing in your mind. Many particles mean, this, from this particle, we're trying to concentrate inside. Nine kinds of rupa are there, particles, okay? So all the particles, slowly you concentrate, rising and passing very fast. Then only we can contemplate, oh, the breathing is also impermanence. Okay, and also connected with this different impermanence and breathing object, sometimes you might get kind of attachment, anger, different ways of unwholesome. So now I can break down all the breathing to be particles until ultimate reality, the nature arising and passing. No more breathing. This is not my breathing. This is not from me. It is true? In this way, if we can see and we contemplate, this is sitting in spring in the test, you know? So if you can practice like this only, we'll see more clearly about Vipassana object. If not, people might make understood that. Oh, breathing, from breathing, the Buddha said that sukha, piti, sukha. After piti, sukha, we think, well, nibbana can go nibbana. Not only that, okay? We still need to break down to the breathing also. And from there, start we see about the nature arising, passing all the rupa, contemplate a nature, dukkha, anatta. In the end, we want to enter nibbana. The Buddha also same as that. So we want to enter nibbana, so think about nibbana object, right? Because you don't have attachment to the breathing and any other objects, then immediately you can think about magga and phala. Then you can be sotapa, you can be arahant in the end. Simple. Very easy, not difficult. To be arahant is not difficult. If you can follow just now what it is being all the way, from the beginning to the end, you can let go your ego, you can let go of attachment to the others, you can think about others' benefit, if you can be humble, arahant is too easy. Okay? Because you can't let go who I am there is reason too far for you. Tired to teach also actually. No? So, okay, please tomorrow try again. Observe the breathing, okay? Diligently, okay? So now also trying to put more awareness and also put more effort and also must get more concentration, must get more jhana, must get more vipassana, okay? So the end of the retreat, go to the nirvana, not home, okay? No, cannot go home, go to the nirvana, okay? Then we'll be peaceful for our life. When you want to go home, is you want to go to the suffering life too. It is true? Stay in Brahma where it is suffering or stay your home is suffering. Which is more suffering? Eh? Which is more suffering? Because I cannot eat chicken, you feel suffering. So anyway, suffering also, we need to learn a lot of Dharma to practice, not only learning. Everybody has the theoretical knowledge. But practical is important. That's the reason we really need to practice until we really can get the result exactly what we want. So this is a benefit for both our side. For me also benefit, for you also benefit. So we are happy to each other. So, and also very sorry about long talk. You may be tired also. And thank you very much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.